entering into his rest. Look at this. Any of you should seem to come up short, is it? Short of potential for coming up short. You can be in church and not have rest. I'm talking about as a Christian. But what this is talking about is as an unbeliever. You can miss heaven because you're trying to go. You know what? I am convinced that a lot of church folk, not here, but I'm convinced that a lot of places I go, there's about half the church got rigor mortis set up every time church service starts. They got arthritis. Crippled, can't do a thing. You get them out on job, they'll skin a hog, they'll cut a hog, they'll shoot a deer, they'll climb a tree, they'll run through the creek, amen, after hound dogs, hollering and screaming in the middle of the night. That same crowd used to go out to bars, holler and scream. There's the life of the party. And now that you're saved, they got sit, sire, and soak on their mind. That's all. Hey, is everybody with me? I'm telling you, God help us. We've got a promise. Thank God. Hallelujah. That we need to recognize and we ought to rejoice about it and we ought to take advantage of. And there's a potential that some people's going to miss the boat. I want to encourage you to keep on keeping on. Keep on praying. Keep on shouting. Keep on digging in. Lean on him. Lean on the scriptures. Rest in him. Let your mind rest on him. Let your heart rest on him. Let your life rest in it. Amen. We need rest. Not only do we see in verse number one the caution of rest. Let me say this. We see favor. Look at verse two. He says this. For unto us was the gospel preached. Listen. He said as unto them. Look, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. There's favor, but there's a failure. Thank God for the chance that some of us had the favor of God that we got to hear the old-fashioned preaching of the Word of God. Boy, ain't you glad one day God, I'm not talking about just being at church. I was at church a long time before I heard it. I thank God for the day I heard it. I mean that it got real to me. That God let dead ears hear. And a dead heart believe. Amen. Thank God, Brother Tony. When I finally got a hold, when it got a hold of me, and I got a hold of it, I felt favored. I felt blessed. I felt special. Y'all feel special? I like what Doug said. Y'all see how Doug's got a big pew back there? He lets about three people sit on it. That's about it. He says, I'm telling you, I'm greedy with my honey. Get your own bucket. Man. Woo! Thank God I feel favored that he'd love on me. I feel favored that he'd make my head waters and my eyes a fountain of tears that I could weep day and night. Jeremiah said, God, I just want my head turn into a watering tank and I want my eyes, two eyes turn into water spigots and I want you to crank them all wide open and let me cry daytime and nighttime and weep for the people that's lost and going to hell and them that's backslid. Great God in heaven, help us, Lord. If we'll do that, we'll find rest. Notice this, I was favored. But to them, they fail because hearing is not just enough. Let me give you an idea. Y'all remember in Luke 15, when that woman's looking for the silver, and she lights that light, and she's searching for that silver, and the light passes over that silver time and time again. But the silver can't say, whoop, hey, here I am. Boy, I'm telling you, I pictured a new hole in the wall right then. Have y'all got a, listen to me for just 1 second. The silver could not save itself. The light passed over it time and time again. But there was one time, brother. Hey, thank God she didn't give up the search. Woo! Hey, I'm so glad that reached down the hand outside of itself, reached down where it was and picked it up out of the crack. Ah, so thankful, Lord, that you let me hang around where the light was shone until one day your big hand reached down. I'm so glad you let me lay by the poolside, get a little water sprinkled on me. Thank God, until I got in the pool one day. I'm so glad that I got born again. I feel favored. I feel special. Maybe I shouldn't, but I do. I feel spoiled rotten. I'm telling you, I'm tickled. I told somebody the other day, if people knew what kind of church I pastored, they'd kill me so they could pastor it. Woo! Yeah, I believe that, Brother Tony. I'm talking about God is good to me. Ain't you glad it didn't fall on deaf ears that day? There was a failure. It was not mixed together with faith. They did not respond. They heard it, but did not heed it. Are y'all listening to me? You have a responsibility center to respond to the good news that there is not just a promised land. There's a pardon land. Amen. And then there's paradise on the other side. Notice this in verse 3. I'm trying to walk through the text. I'm getting hung up. Thank God there's a caution. There's a real possibility. Some people you know might not, because of unbelief, might not get saved. You can't make them get saved. I tell you what you can do, bring them around where the light is. Let the water get sprinkled on them. Look at verse number 3. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said. I like that "as he said" business. We got a written testimony. It's what he said. You know what I love over there? It says, talks about that refuge. We fled for refuge. Remember, seven's the number of perfection and completion. In the Bible, there's 6 cities of refuge. God had been just to put them all 3 on the right side of Jordan, because Reuben and Gad and half tribe of Manasseh said, we want to stay on the wrong side. But God's so good, he put 3 of them on their own side. I'm telling you, you ain't got too far to run, none of you. Anybody say amen. Don't matter what side of the river tracks you growing up on. I'm trying to call. No, I ain't neither. Hey, man. Hey, you know what I love? They 6 of them, Brother Kirk. But the 7th one, the complete, he is the refuge. He's the city of refuge. When the high priest died in the city of refuge, everybody had to face the judgment. But we have a high priest that'll never die. We'll never have to face the judgment. I say amen. Our high priest died for us. Woo! Sprang up out of the tribe of Judah. A priest after the order of Melchizedek. And you know what he said? He said, because he couldn't swear by nothing else any greater, he swore by 2 things. His character and his conversation. He swore by himself and swore by what his word says. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? Oh yes. What he is God and he does not change. There's no shadow of turning. What are you saying, preacher? We have a written testimony. As he said, it's a written word based upon his word, based upon the conversation of God, based upon the character of God. You can take it to the bank. He said, if you believe, you'll find rest for your soul. When I was lost out there in the world, I looked for rest. Never did find it. Never did find it. See, the devil counterfeits stuff. The devil gets you out there doing that drinking to numb your mind, let you think your mind's resting. It ain't resting. Because tomorrow when you wake up, you're going to be wondering what you did. Now listen, I'm against it. I'm against all forms of tobacco, but I just want to say this. I've never seen somebody dip and go out and beat their wife. I'm against alcohol. I'm going to tell you, I'm dogmatic against alcohol. In case y'all don't know, I'm against alcohol. I'm against sipping it, sharing it, selling it. I'm against it. Amen. It's wrong. Don't do it. I don't want no champagne on New Year's Eve. If you want to shake something that blows up, go get you some cider. Amen. Sparkling cider. Shake it up. Pop a top. Knock it off. Let it blow up everywhere. Then you can clean it up. Somebody say amen. I don't like alcohol. I don't even like NyQuil. I don't want nothing that's going to have any alcohol. Why? Because I know what it did to me. And they ain't got nothing that I want, Brother Tony. I don't want that mess. I don't want if it tastes like fruit. I don't want if it's moonshine. I don't want if it's Everclear. I don't want Bud Dumber, Miller Lowlife, Cobra. I don't want none of it. Amen. Preach on. God, help us today. You ever seen Fox distributing down there in Shelby? Anheuser-Busch. It's located right beside the sewer tank. Well, no wonder it tastes like pee. Somebody say amen. Hey, preach on, preacher. I'm telling you right now, I don't want nothing to do with it. Make you do things you wish you'd never done, friend. Stay away from it. It don't never bother you? Oh, sure it does. Yeah, y'all think I done arrived, didn't you? Yeah, come across my mind. Wasn't too long ago, Brother Linda. I don't want no alcohol. I didn't stop and get me no case. But I walked in there one day and I was wore out, hot. Hey, man, one of them hot days. And I could almost taste that beer. And I tell you what I did, riding Roadrunner. Landed on South Carolina. Get out from here, devil! And went and got me a sun drop and said, Hallelujah! Amen! I'm telling you, stay away from it. That's exactly right. Don't go around it. You say, well, it don't bother me. Well, keep on, big britches. It'll get you for trouble with. The Bible says, and I'm going to stick with it. What's wrote about it? He says, the man that thinks he stand, take heed lest he fall. And if you think you something when the Bible says you're nothing, help me, Lord. We got the writing on it. Somebody say amen. Amen. A written testimony that it takes grace to save every sinner. We got the wrath against unbelief. He showed us in chapter 3. He said they didn't enter in because they didn't believe. They limited the Holy One of Israel. Finite man limited infinite God by one way, that's unbelief. I don't want to limit God. I serve a limitless God. Amen. Chapter 4, verse 3 says, for we which have believed do enter into his rest. Verse 4 says, for he spake in a certain place. Woo! Verse 4. Of the seventh day, this is rest when God had finished. Oh, I like this. Let me just go back. Look at the latter part of verse 3. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
Amen. Thank God. That's right.
He saw you in Texas.
Yes.
Help yourself, brother! Woo! 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 Amen, Brother Jeremy! Amen! Help yourself! Amen! Woo! Woo! Amen! Woo! Y'all remember, don't you? He saw you in Texas. Woo! For Eve ever sinned, he knew when you was going to get saved. Redland Road, Landrum, South Carolina. He knew you was going to get saved. Right then, 200 East Blue Ridge Street, Landrum, South Carolina. Whoop, whoop! He knew for the way when you was climbing the last tire and didn't know you was going to be put out of work, that you was going to hook into voltage down here in this corner from another world. He knowed it. It was finished from the foundation of the world. Woo! I feel like we ought to just call recess. My favorite subject anyway. Look what he said. He said from the foundation of the world. It was finished. Finished. What? Not just planned. You wouldn't save by silver and gold. From your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, who was of a lamb slain before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Ain't you glad? How does he manifest it? Thank you for asking. Titus chapter number 1, and hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching. Woo! How God turned the light on. How'd he pull the light on your church? I know he did it through the preaching. Bible says this stuff was finished before the foundation of the world. Not only creation was all mapped out. Can you imagine him growing that one tree in the desert that when Moses brings them out of Egypt and they get over there near bitter waters, he'll show them the tree and he'll cut the tree and throw it in. That's what cross will do. The cross will turn your bitter situations into sweet waters. What about when he let that one tree grow? What about when he let that tree grow that he's going to be nailed to? What about when he allowed that mountain to be formed it's going to be placed on? What about when he gave that man strength when he was hewing out that old grave? What about when he let that centurion, thank God, be born and then cut him off in the womb? I'm going to tell you, it just amazes me that for the foundation of the world, that God already knowed all about us, had it figured out, knew when we was going to get saved, and yet let the gospel be preached and us have to respond and heed it and not just hear it, but heed it, amen. Rest. God finished creation. Rest. People of God entered into Canaan. Verse 5. Hey, amen. He talked about, he's giving them examples. That's what he's doing. He says, I'm giving you some examples. I'm trying to convey to you believers and to you unbelievers that God had the rest day before he ever started the first day making anything. It's for the foundation of the world. God already knew how many days he was going to take to make it. Knew what day he was going to make man. When dust met deity and breathed into it, nostrils and breath became a living soul. Brother, made in his image, not in some monkey's image. Somebody help me. Oh, yes. My ancestors hung from a tree. But not by their tail, somebody. Hey, I just want to go on record and say that God's done it all, brother. He said this rest of salvation, this rest of service, this rest of the celestial city, I've gave you pictures of it. It was a picture on the seventh day when I rested after making everything. There was a picture of it when they crossed the river Jordan and walked into Canaan. That's not a picture of heaven. That's a picture of salvation. There's still war in Canaan. Yes, sir. There's war in Canaan. There's going to be no war in heaven. I say amen. He said, I'm showing you pictures of it. He said, they had rest when they walked over the Jordan. He said in verse number 9 and 10, but there remaineth therefore rest to the people of God. If Joshua, that Old Testament picture of Jesus, so that we wouldn't miss it, allowed the Holy Ghost to put Jesus down, picturing him. Yes, sir. And because that Old Testament Savior that brought them and led them across the River Jordan into Canaan, He says, what I'm talking about is a better rest. There remaineth. What they couldn't find in Canaan, oh, it was a rest for a while. Then they had war. Then they had disobedience. Then they had idol worship. And then I had to let them be judged. And I had to let them get whooped. Then they repented and come back. And then they fell away. And then I had to let them get, hey, but what they couldn't find in Canaan, you can find in pardon. There's a land of pardon. There's a land of forgiveness. Amen. The text shows Jesus has got a real rest. What's the character of it? Well, there's rest in his pardon. There is rest. No more goats, Brother Jeremy. Not just yearly. Not merely yearly, but eternally. Yeah. He rolled. See, they offered up that goat. It just postponed payment for the sin another year. Looking for that Messiah. Looking for that coming sacrifice. That real pure sacrifice. Oh my. Every Passover lamb was looking for the Passover. 1 Corinthians 5 says, Christ is our Passover. Yes, sir. Hebrews 9 says, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Not just yearly, eternal. You know how long you saved for? You tell me how long eternal is, and I'll tell you how long you saved for. Eternal don't have no beginning. That's what blows my mind. Eternal don't have no beginning, and it don't have no ending. I like, he tells us a word that we can understand. He says, if you'll believe and trust, if you'll trust in the Son, for God so loved the world, they have his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have, here's the word we can understand, everlasting life. Yeah, I know that one. That means I ain't never going to die. That means because I trust in him, I'm going to live forever. But I can't get a hold of eternal life. That's God's term. I can't even figure that out. I mean, somewhere back in the eons of time, God already knew me before I was ever put in my mama's womb. I better stop. Jeremy's going to need oxygen. Hey, man. Hey. Brother Tony, Doug, bring oxygen next week. Woo! I might hit it going by one time. Hey, what they couldn't find out yonder. What creation rest day was a picture of. What Canaan rest was a picture of. Is what I've provided by way of Calvary. I've laid my life down. I've broke down the middle wall partition. I tore the veil from the top to the bottom. Thick as a man's hand. Two team of horses, 10 in each team, couldn't rip it. And I tore it like a piece of paper. I showed you that you had access. Jew and Gentile, bond and free, good and bad, black, white, yellow, and polka dot. I made a way for every soul to get saved. We can say our Father, Abba Father. I'm so glad today. Creation was a rest. Canaan was a rest. But being converted, it's the rest that every one of us need. Now, here's the character of it. The man who's entered into rest has ceased from his own works as God did from his. Why? Because his work's done. It's finished. Church, can I tell you today, mamas and daddies, thank God for the conversion rest. Thank God, hallelujah. Creation rest was pointing to it. Canaan rest was pointing to it. But I thank God there remaineth a rest to the people of God. And if you'll believe, you can enter into rest. You can get saved, get born again. He said, come unto me, I'll give you rest. Thank God there is rest in the pardon. There's rest in forgiveness. There's rest in redemption. But there's rest in his presence. He said, take my yoke. He said, come unto me. I'm glad there's rest just being where he's at. I'm telling you, the whole world can fall apart. But if Jesus steps on the scene, business is picking up. I know some of you like to think, well, you don't like to think, but you do think. I don't think no man likes to think. But if you're not careful, you get to thinking. No man's had it as bad as I have. Preacher, you ain't went through what I went through. You don't know my, you know, the old saying. You know, unless you walk in there. Well, can I tell you, there is somebody that does know. He knows exactly what you're going through. And he said, if you'll come unto him, there's rest. I'm going to give you rest. And then I tell you what, if you start living like I'm living, take my yoke upon you, get meek like I'm meek, get lowly like I'm lowly, stay brokenhearted, amen, getting poor in spirit, go to mourning when you are to mourn, mourn over your sin, quit trying to find excuses of it, quit trying to rename it, quit trying to wait on the world to legalize it, and just see it for what it is, and get disobedience and unbelief and rebellion out of your life, and just surrender and serve me, you'll find another rest. It's a rest for your souls. Hallelujah, body and mind, your soul. It's a soul rest. Down there, deep in there, where nothing else can get.
Right.
Chemicals might can touch your mind. Chemicals might can touch your body. But your soul will still be tore up.
Right.
And your soul will be still tormented unless you come to Jesus. Thank God for a rest of conversion. Thank God for a rest. Thank God of consecration. And then for the lastly, the rest of celebration. There's rest in his pardon. There's rest in his presence. And there's rest in his power. How many of y'all believe that he can do it? Y'all really believe he can do it? He said here in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4, let us labor therefore. Let us labor. The word there, labor, means to use speed, to make haste, to be diligent, to exhort oneself, to get along somebody somewhere by yourself and just encourage yourself in the Lord. There is a labor. We don't labor to get saved, but we labor because we are saved. We're longing. We thank God for the rest of conversion. We thank God for the rest of surrender and consecration. But we also know there's a rest in that homeland of the city. I'm going to the city in the sky.
Yes, sir.
Brother Curtis, reckon how we're going to have running water. I ain't figured it out yet. I ain't figured it out how we're going to have running water. Best thing I know, we're going to be making trips down to the river. Now, y'all say what you want. You don't have to believe this. I know. Now, there's fruit in heaven. We know they're going to be eating off a tree. Is that right? Yes, sir. There's a river in glory. And what good would a river be without a few trout in it?
Amen.
Yeah, you're going to have to catch them. I believe I'll just come by and high five you with their tail. Can you imagine putting your feet in that clear crystal river? People said there ain't going to be no preaching. You can believe it if you want to. There he is going to be in heaven. Yeah, because the big preacher going to be there. He preached the longest message, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. He's going to be up there. And he's going to say, that's pretty good what you got down there on that rest. He said, but I got something else for you. I'm going to say, preach on!
Yes. Amen.
There's a rest, y'all. Right now, it's a rat race. You're trying to make ends meet. It's hard to live. I mean, it's hard to live on what normal jobs pay. You got to work two or three jobs. You got to scrape by. And we probably make it hard on ourselves. You know, stay out of Burger King once in a while. We'll probably make it hard. But you know what, brother? I read over in Scripture in 1 Corinthians 7. Paul said, if you can remain like me, be single, all you got to do is please the Lord. But if you can't, you're burning, go ahead and get married. But no, you're going to have to think about the things in this world and this earth that you can help please your wife and please me.
Amen.
So when I buy a new shotgun, I said, I'm just pleasing her, Lord. No. She needed a four-wheeler, Brother Tony. You know what I think, Brother Tony? I do. We probably do some things to ourselves. I want to be good to my wife. I want to give her everything I can possibly give her. And I'm telling you, I want to get to the place. Papa said this one time. He said, son, young people today think they got to borrow money for everything. He said, I don't know why they can't just save money. Save money and get it. They got to borrow it, got to have it now. They want what grandma and grandpa had, and they've been married 40 years, working daylight to dark just to barely scrape by, and now they want what they got instantaneously. Anybody want to pray? Papa said, you know what? I ain't never told my mom no on anything that I thought I could give her. I'd have said, Lois, I can't right now. If you'll give me about 3 months. And he said, I'd go without my lunch. I'd go without my soda pop. And I'd do everything. Mama, she's over there squalling while he's telling me this. Mama took, she took care of, if it wasn't for Papa laying up some money, she'd be in a, I don't know what we'd do. Boy, I mean, he invested, he did the best he could. He did right by her. But he did everything he possibly could for her. Everything. She wanted a new car, he tried to go get it for her. He did everything that, if he couldn't get it, he'd say, Mama, it ain't because I don't want to. Well, I got a God that's my groom. And I'm his bride. I'm a part of his bride. We, the church, are a part of his bride. And he'll do, he's got a checkbook that don't even have to have a balance on it.
You're right.
Woo! I'm always making withdrawals and very rarely making a deposit. And I'm going to tell you what, I've never seen the window close. I'm telling you, I thank God. It's like ATM machine. Shink. Thank God. I mean, God knows what we need. He's a mighty God. He provides it. I can sit here and tell you time and time again, he has never let one of his promises go unfulfilled. Thank God for his promises here, but thank God for paradise there. I'm a longing for it, church. There is a rest up yonder, but until then, I'm going to trust him. I'm going to rest in him if the Lord will help me. Now, last night, I walked around the house. Y'all probably don't never do this. This is why the Lord said it's the time to preach it tonight. Jacob, come on. I checked on all my boys. Listened to them breathe. Touched their forehead. It's a miracle I didn't wake them up. Seth, did I wake you up? Dog. I was kind of scared I woke you up one time. I did it two or three times. Had every light on the outside. I had a gun in my pocket. A gun on the nightstand. I'm telling you what, I was just, where's the devil at? I thought it was an attack mode. I'm fixing to call you, Brother Tony. I almost called you, told you to come to my house. He's up by halftime, I am anyway, ain't you, brother? I almost called him. I was going to say, call all the men, let's get them over here. We're going to have an exorcism over here. I'm serious. Y'all ever feel like that? I almost went to the Christian bookstore, got spikenard, olive oil, sweet rosy Sharon. I was going to get all of them. Just splatter. I'm serious. It got, have y'all ever been there? You think everything's against you. And there ain't nobody there. And I went down there and studied and prayed and saw God's face. And I was trying to study for this morning. And God sent me over to rest. And I said, all right, Lord. I went on back down, my tail stuck between the legs. I said, yes, sir, Lord. And I got in that pillow. And boy, my mother-in-law got me one of them my pillows. My God. Whew. You talk about feel good. I ain't trying to. Yeah, I am. You ought to get you one of them. I laid my head on that booger. I got that other my pillow. It was in the bed with. Michelle had got it up there, and it, we were snuggling it. Boy, I'm telling you, Brother Linder, I got to thinking of calling people's name out. I was counting sheep. Brother Linder, Brother Dwayne. Y'all follow me? I was counting sheep. I started counting some that ain't been here. Boy, I started thinking about Josh. Anyway, I got to calling people's name out. And next thing you know, the alarm went off. Ba-ding! And I just went ahead and hit the snooze button. I said, I done got you, devil. I done slept. I done got some study in.
Amen.
I looked over at my wife. She said, you going to get up? I said, nope. Amen. I hit the snooze button and slept on again. Amen. I finally just shut her off, Brother Linda. I went on down there, got in the bed with one of my boys. I said, hey, boy, how this is good to be. Hey, and then I finally went on in there and studied a little while. God tried to dot some I's and just prayed, thank the Lord for giving me some rest. I thought I was going to be up all night. I'm serious. How's it going back like this? The dogs is a-barking, and then these dogs is a-barking. Yeah. And I'm telling you, y'all would have thought I was nuts. I thought the devil and every imp in hell was trying to fight me over there last night.
Yeah.
And finally, I just rested. Amen. And I guess God let me go through all of that last night just so I could preach this message and know it's real.
Right.
And amen. Tell y'all, trust him. Amen. Trust him.
Amen.
The birds are not standing in the soup kitchen line. They fed every day. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Let's trust him. It looks impossible, but what's impossible with man is possible with God. We've cried, we've shouted, we've smiled, we've laughed, we've rejoiced. I think what we ought to do is just come up and let him pet on us a little bit. Let's all bow our heads, close our eyes. If you